Aeolian Consentia by Marge Simon and Mary Terzillo from Sweet Poison, Dark Renaissance, 2014. The song at midnight began hushed, beseeching, but burningly sweet as if from some other star.
Pianissimo melody, the moon flickering through clouds, sunlight on a child's hair.
So soft at first, the people thought it a hymn in their heads, something each had heard long ago, that song that makes you first realize that all things die eventually, that you will therefore die, but because of the brave music, death is right, it is fine.
Dedicated moments, homages to dead heroes, a canticle, a requiem, a dirge.
Not human voices, but canny, wise even. As the song grew louder and the chorus swelled, joined by sea creatures, bats, blind frogs, insects with human eyes, and yes, angels.
Accelerando, accompanied by Bosch, a world of dreams and nightmares, as forms flicker and change within notes.
Angels with throats made of molten metal, their harmonies drilled into human ears, a wire strung too tight, black noise behind telephone silence, except louder and loudest. And people tried to make out the words. Some began to preach the words.
That apes could sing hosannas.
But they were just sounds. There was no sense to them. Just the smothering membrane of song, a cloud too loud to be music, more like jet engines, pelting, irradiating, shaking, throbbing, as it drove even old men mad. And mere humans lay on the ground, twisting to escape the music, or maybe to join it, to get inside it, to let it inside them. Though it screamed, it burned, like electricity behind your eyes, exploding forever.
Gaining forte, volcanic, as a revolution of exponentials, a demonic ensemble.
And then it crescendoed, sforzando, ears bled, eyes shriveled, song seized tongues, and all men and women joined the chorus coaxing, death, insisting, except me, and some others deaf from birth.
The lucky ones lacking timpani.
We had felt the thrumming, had seen the folk consult convulsing on ballroom floors. Fear drew us together.
Clutching at phantoms of an unholy opera, we were not privy to attend.
Now we are left, and nobody can describe the song, but we must bury those bodies.
Anointed with death's perfume.
And hope that the song does not get into our heads, though I begin to hear it, even as my wife described it, talking with her quick fingers.
Beyond the cochleous fluid, Munch knew it as a scream in blood, red clouds.
I run to the caves, which will not hide me.